यद्यन्
निरुक्तम्
वचसा
निरूपितम्
यद्यन् निरुक्तम्
वचसा
निरूपितम्
दियाक्षबीर्
वा
मनसोत
यस्य
मा भूत्स्वरूपम्
गुणरूपम्
हि तत्
सवै
गुणापाय
विसर्ग
लक्षण
यद्यन् निरुक्तम्
वचसा निरूपितम्
दियाक्षबीर्
वा
मनसोतयस्य
मा भूत्स्वरूपम्
गुणरूपम् हि तत्
सवै गुणापाय
विसर्गलक्षण
एनी
डाउट
नो डाउट
दियाक्षबीर् निरूपितम् एनी अदर डाउट नो डाउट यदन्निरुक्तं वचसा निरूपितम् यदन्निरुक्तं वचसा निरूपितम् दियाक्षबीर्वा मनसोतयस्य मा भूत्स्वरूपं गुणरूपं हि तत्
स
वै गुणापाय विसर्गलक्षणा यद्यन् निरुक्तं वचसा निरूपितम् दियाक्षबीर्वा मनसोतयस्य मा भूत्स्वरूपं गुणरूपं हि तत् स वै गुणापाय विसर्गलक्षणा
सवै गुणापाय विसर्गलक्षणा
ಸರ್ವೈಗುಣಾಪಾಯ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ಲಕ್ಷಣ.
ಓಕೆ, ನಾವು ಅಲ್ ರಿಸೈಡ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೆಲ್. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ.
ಯದನ್ನಿರುಕ್ತಂ ವಚಸಾ ನಿರೂಪಿತಂ ದಿಯಾಕ್ಷಭಿರ್ವಾ ಮನಸೋತಯಸ್ಯ ಮಾ ಭೂತ್ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಗುಣರೂಪಂ ಹಿ ತತ್ ಸವೈ ಗುಣಾಪಾಯ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ಲಕ್ಷಣ.
ಒನ್ಸ್ ಮೋರ್.
ಯನ್ನಿರುಕ್ತಂ ವಚಸಾ ನಿರೂಪಿತಂ ದಿಯಾಕ್ಷಭಿರ್ವಾ ಮನಸೋದಯಸ್ಯ ಮಾ ಭೂತ್ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಗುಣರೂಪಂ ಹಿ ತತ್ ಸವೈ ಗುಣಾಪಾಯ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ಲಕ್ಷಣ.
ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ by material vibrations, anything ascertained by material intelligence, and anything experienced by the material senses, or concocted within the material mind, is but an effect of the modes of material nature, and therefore has nothing to do with the real nature of the Supreme Lord, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Lord
is beyond the creation
of this material world,
for he is the source of the material qualities and creation as the cause of all causes. He exists before the creation
and after the creation.
I wish to offer
my respectful obeisances
unto him.
Okay.
I'll just repeat the verse because some of you just came now. I'll just repeat the verse once more.
Yadanniruktam vachasa nirupitam.
You say three times.
ದಿಯಾಕ್ಷಭಿರ್ವಾ ಮನಸೋತಯಸ್ಯ
ಮಾ
ಭೂತ್ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಗುಣರೂಪಂ ಹಿ ತತ್ ಸವೈ ಗುಣಾಪಾಯ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ಲಕ್ಷಣ.
See, or what it is said, that the Supreme Lord is beyond the creation of this material world, for he is the source of the material qualities and creation as the cause of all causes. Whenever this line comes as the cause, you should not play with that spring. Whenever this line comes, all of you remember, you should not play with the spring, otherwise this whole thing will come out. Okay, so this whenever this line comes, cause of all causes, what should you remember? Yes,
Brahma Samhita.
Yes,
first word.
Very good.
Last line. Sarva karana
karanam. Hari bol. Very good. This you should always remember. This sarva karana karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Everything you see in this world, everything, whatever you see, everything, who is the creator? Krishna. Brahma creates, but the intelligence for creating, for that also Brahma had to do so much tapasya. He had to do tapasya for 200 spiritual years. Then he got the intelligence to create. He is the chief engineer. The same way, this everything is created by Krishna. So he is beyond our understanding. It is very difficult to understand Krishna, but you, there is a process through which you can understand Krishna. And what is that process? Yeah, cross chant. Oh, chanting is there, but what is the process called? Bhakti, devotion. Through bhakti, through doing devotion, you can understand Krishna. Now, how to do devotion? It starts with chanting. Okay, bhakti starts. The first step of bhakti, you know what it is? Listening, shravanam. You all are listening about Krishna, no? You have already done the first step of bhakti. Not only you are bringing your friends also, you are doing double. You will get double marks from Krishna. So all of you, you all are you have already done the first step. I mean, you are doing shravanam. That is the first step. And the second step is kirtanam. Kirtanam, that is you are chanting Bhagavad Gita, you are chanting the names of Krishna, you are chanting bhajans, and all this is a second step. What is the first step? Shravanam. That is listening. What is the second step?
Kirtanam.
So, and basically the function of the tongue. The tongue has only two functions. You know what? One is for? What? Okay, because we all are listening, so tasting. Tasting comes first because we all like that, right? But what we should taste? We should taste prasad. We should taste prasad, mahaprasad, which is non-different from Krishna. Mahaprasadam, we say, no? So that is non-different from Krishna. There is no difference between mahaprasad and Krishna. That's why a devotee, when it, you know, few years back, one Maharaj used to come. You know how they take prasad? They don't take, gulab jamun, khichdi, arre, this is today only rice or what? They don't take like that. You know how they take? Oh, this is offered to Krishna. This is mahaprasad, and this is Krishna. So you know they'll say Shishirada Ras Bihari ki jai. Then they'll take Shishirada Giridhari ki jai. This is how they honor prasada. Understood? So that is why we tell prayers also before prasadam, to honor the prasadam. So that is why that is how you give pleasure to Krishna even while honoring prasad. So that is the function of the tongue. And what is the second function? Chanting. You said talking, no? We should not talk nonsense with our tongue. Then what will happen? It is of no use. It's of no use. Oh, today what is the score in the cricket? Or today, you know, what happened to that house? What happened to this house? Which mother-in-law is this thing? And otherwise, what is in the share market? What is going on? I mean, all these things are useless talk. That's what Prabhupada says. An intelligent person, he never uses his tongue for useless talks. You know what an intelligent person uses his tongue for? Talking about Krishna. That same devotee whom I was telling about, if we would ask him, Maharaj, now what will be Krishna doing? He will tell, Krishna will be doing this thing. He knew the full timetable of Krishna. And this all is given in big, big books. So that is how you should use your tongue. You should use your tongue. You know what question he would ask if you go to the temple? He would ask, how many pearl necklaces is Krishna wearing? Yeah. You go to the temple, you just see like this and we come out, isn't it? But he would see, so, no, see for example that picture. Like that he would see how many pearl necklaces Krishna is wearing, how many pearl necklaces Radharani is wearing, what colors they are wearing, is it matching with the dress, what is the contrast? Because they do different combinations na, for dressing. What is there this thing? And how many garlands Krishna is wearing, which flower is there in what is the garland? That this is how you should talk. Today what dress Krishna is wearing, or what you should do, now you all hear these stories of Krishna, no? What you should do, you like to talk, immediately go home and catch someone and tell the story. You should tell to your parents, to your friends, to your relatives, anyone, go and tell about Krishna. That way you will use the best, that will be the best use of your tongue. Okay, so that is what is explained here.